So we know it can be tough to be a mom these days, and that especially when you are a new mom, your life changes dramatically. Pamela, do I need to?
A new parent, just
new
in
parent.
General, is tough. Those kids don't come with instruction manuals. I'm to tell
I
you.
I thought they did. Doesn't Dr. Spock write one or something like that? There's a whole, you go to the bookstore, there's whole rows of instruction
manuals. And that's overwhelming sometimes because you don't know who to believe.
Okay, fair enough. But a lot of times it fundamentally changes, I'm going to say, your social circle. And that your patterns in life change and you might lose contact with some friends and you can find yourself being a little isolated.
Being a lot isolated.
Okay, I was trying to be nice.
No, for me personally, when I had Riley, I was probably the first in our social circle to have kids. Mm-hmm. So all of my other girlfriends...
they were allowed to barge.
Well, and they didn't understand, right? They didn't get it, why I couldn't do certain things.
Like, come on, Pamela, we're going out.
And so it was isolating in that sense. And so because I felt like that, and I know that so many moms and even dads feel that way as well, we thought it was important to bring Katie Lambert in to talk with us. She is the founder of Mom Nation. Good morning to you, Katie.
Good morning.
And the isolation is one of the reasons why you started Mom Nation. Tell us a little bit about what it is and exactly why you started it.
Sure. The isolation is a huge thing. So unlike you, I was one of the last in my social circle to have a baby. I had my baby at just about 35 years old.
Okay.
And I discovered almost instantaneously that all of my friends disappeared because they didn't understand. They didn't understand why they couldn't come over and see the baby in the first month, in the first place.
Yeah.
And lots of other things. Couldn't understand why I couldn't come out and all of that. So I decided to find some new friends that were going through the exact same thing that I was. And started this little group, about 12 to 20 of us at first. And they were all going through the same things. They were all first-time moms.
So now, how long ago was that?
About 4 years.
Okay, so fast forward 4 years. You started with about 12 moms going through the same thing. How big is MomNationAZ.com right now?
Approximately 5,200.
Wow! Okay, so it is grown. And the idea is to help connect moms, parents going through things, similar stages. My guess is a heck of a lot you can learn from one another along it, but also make some real connections and maybe reconnect with people in your community or make new friends. And that's what you guys are doing.
Absolutely.
And here in the Valley in particular, so many people are from someplace else.
Oh, yeah.
So when you talk about like the support system, you don't necessarily have that girlfriend from high school that is going to be with you, whether or not her kids are old or her kids are young or doesn't have kids. We're, a lot of us are from someplace different. And so you make it convenient because a lot of this, the support system that you're creating just takes place easily online, right?
Absolutely. So it's very, very easy for a mom at any sort of, level with their baby having. So maybe they have a very young child or maybe they have a child in elementary school. It's very easy for them to connect because it's mostly online.
And then you take things offline and you get out.
We're gonna get some real.
And you have some events like one coming up next Saturday. Tell us what you're doing there.
We are extremely excited. It is the biggest party of the year, of course. And we have a prom for parents coming up next Saturday,
prom
the 18th.
Parents prom. I like it.
That is phenomenal. I like the timing of it too. Like summer is over, the kids are back at school. Parents deserve a party, right?
Preach, my friend.
Right? I know of the some of the things that Pamela and her husband go through during the summer where you have to take care of the kid the entire time, that now is the time when, hey, you're either going to turn to the parents' prom or you're going to turn to wine. One of the two.
Well, or both.
Or both.
There you go. I like it. Why have to choose? Why do you have to choose? So this is taking place next Saturday. This prom isn't going to be like my high school prom, though, because there's a big difference between my high school prom and what I might need right now, right?
It sure isn't.
Let's hope.
Yes.
Yeah.
So some frosty beverages available. And tell us a little bit about what you guys are going to be doing in connecting, not just moms, but dads as well.
Exactly. So you can bring your date, bring your spouse. We have a couple of moms that are going stag or bringing other girlfriends, which is super fun. Your ticket price gets you free appetizers, which is awesome, and non-alcoholic beverages like iced tea, water, that kind kind of thing. We do have a cash bar. So it is a bit unlike your high school prom where we have the frosty cold ones. We do have a professional DJ. We will be crowning prom king and queen.
Of course.
And doing kind of a little bit of a fun thing to figure out who that's going to be. We have some other games too, just sort of getting to know you games. And not only that, but our group is full of entrepreneurial moms, and so we have some donations from those businesses that we're going to be raffling off, such as a Nest, free pest control,
cool.
things like that.
We're talking to Katie Lambert, the founder of Mom Nation, again online, momnationaz.com, and you can learn more about the Parents Prom 2018 that is coming up next week. And I really thought, I was looking at some of the comments from people that have attended it in the past. I think here's one of the things, if you're even hesitant about it, and you've been struggling to reconnect with people or make those relationships, if and when you attend the prom, you're in a room full of other people who are looking for the same thing as you are. They are looking to make those connections. So it's not as awkward as walking into a room going, well, are other people on the same page as me? These are people that have gone through the same thing you're going through and are open to the idea.
Exactly right. And that's why we are doing a couple of those getting to know you games, because I know, because I'm watching ticket sales, that a lot of people that are coming through do not know some of the other party goers.
Right.
So I want to connect them in a very fun, very relaxed way.
And you know what? One of the ways that MomNationAZ.com got on our radar, as did Katie, was a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
Was it a couple months ago?
Uh-huh.
You did, I call it speed dating for moms. Now, it wasn't moms were going out looking for a little something on the side.
No.
It was moms going out trying to find other women to connect with. So you do a lot of these fun kind of events that are a little out there, but so relatable, and what women and guys look for these days.
Exactly. That is one of our very, very popular events. We have had three of those so far this year. We've got another one coming up this fall, and that'll end it for the year for us as far as that is concerned.
That's Katie Lambert, founder of Mom Nation. You can find out more right now about the prom, about all of this at MomNationAZ.com.
We also put it up on the Twitter machine, at Bruce and Pamela.
Okay, great.
So we've got the link up there. You can find out more. You can get your tickets. You can plan for next Saturday.
Prom for parents.
Prom for parents.
I love it.
Get out and reconnect. Katie, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, guys.